you locked in on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That is Fresh FM 102.9. Justin Timberlake with Can't Stop the Feeling. Now, I did promise that we'll be having a special guest in studio. That is in honor of World Sickle Cell Day. And joining me right now in the studio is Callistus Mahindi. How are you doing, man?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. How's the day going so far?
So far, so good. Can't complain.
Yeah? How are you fending with the cold?
Well, I hate the cold, but at least today's a bit warmer, so yeah, we're surviving.
Awesome. Now, today we're here as in honor that it is of World Sickle Cell Day. And you live with sickle cell yourself, yes? Now, let's kick it off. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and when you became aware that you're living with sickle cell?
Okay, so sickle cell is basically a genetic disorder from birth. So you get it from your parents. I was born as a second child, and my parents discovered it when my older sister had it. And so when I was born, then I was just tested immediately for sickle cell anemia, and that is how they knew that I had sickle cell.
Awesome. Yes. And then what does a typical day look like? And I'm also one of those that have like those misconceptions, because I'm not very, very 100% sure. But what does a typical day look like with reference to managing sickle cell anemia? And, you know, sometimes you might have a flare-up, all that jazz. How does a typical day look like for you?
All right. So it just depends, because some days can just be normal. It's just a normal day. Don't experience pain or anything like that. Other days, it can be, like, really quite bad, because what happens with sickle cell anemia is that you get pain episodes, which are called crisis.
Okay.
Yes. So now when you get a crisis, it's very excruciating pain, so you might need to go for treatment. Let's say you need to go to the emergency room or something like that for pain medication, or you might need to get a drip or so. But other days, it's just a normal day. You get up, go to work or school, study, etc. So in that instance, then it's not so different than living without a sickness. But then you can feel it, like let's say you want to overwork, or doing strenuous activities such as exercise, that can give a flare up, or even cold weather. Yes, changes in weather.
Wow. Okay.
So if it's cold, let it be cold. If it's hot, let it be cold. But when you have like changes in weather like Swakopmund might not be so good because now it's cold, then it's hot, then that can trigger a flare up whereby you experience pain.
Yes.
So if the pain is not so serious, you can manage it with normal painkillers, or even without painkillers, you can, let's say, drop some lotions or so, etc. like that, and that can help.
Wow. Interesting. Yes. Very interesting indeed. Because I remember reading up on sickle cell anemia when I was in school. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm speaking under extreme correction here. It's essentially the shape of the blood cells, where it affects the amount of oxygen that enters the blood cells, right?
Yes. So basically, with normal blood cells are shaped like a disc type of shape, right? But a sickle cell is shaped like a crescent moon.
Yes.
Okay. Like a crescent moon. That shape now inhibits the amount of oxygen that the cells can carry. Yeah, so then, and because of that, it also limits how the cells can travel through the veins and, yes, the capillaries. So then sometimes the cells might get stuck in a vein or so, or capillary, and then that causes a painful crisis. And the reason it gets stuck is because it's just they're not built in the correct shape to be able to flow through the body. Yes. And so because of the shape of the cells, then it also causes a lot of problems. So one of the items that we mentioned is the pain episodes, but then you can have something called a vascular necrosis, whereby bone tissue dies. So yes.
Whoa, okay.
So you can have something like let's say your hip joints or your knee joints basically die because not enough oxygen is being carried to those, or not enough blood is circulating around those joints.
Exactly.
Yes.
Very interesting. Now, what are the most common misconceptions or the biggest misconceptions that you've heard from people about the sickle cell disease disease, and how would you like to clarify them?
All right. So in Namibia, sickle cell is not so common. So basically, maybe one of the things, let me talk about in my experience, even going to the hospital, for instance, nurses might not really understand it, and even the treatment. So you're supposed to get some pain medication, but then they don't want to give it. Maybe they think that, oh no, this is just a drug seeker seeking treatment. But yes, and maybe for other people, it might be like they don't know how to treat someone with sickle cell because maybe you think it's contagious, which it's not, because it's a hereditary disease. But then on the other extreme, so some people maybe want to treat you very gently, that thinking that you cannot do what everyone else can do. Mm-hmm. But then on the other extreme, then some people think, okay, yes, no, he's just like everyone else. He can do everything that we can do. So why aren't you maybe being able to partake in some activities? Because let's say for me personally, I would like say, okay, I need to rest because I'm tired. But then someone might say, but why are you always tired? Mm-hmm, yeah. But it's because of the sickle cell anemia.
Exactly. Yes. We could take a short break. And I'd like to dive into, you know, how living with sickle cell has shaped the way you approach, you know, life, your relationship, your workspace. You did mention that you're a lecturer. So how has it affected school as well, and how it affects how you shape this particular narratives within your life? We'll take a short break and then we'll be back in just a bit. Keep it locked. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're locked in on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That is Fresh FM 102.9. Still joining me in studio is Callistus. How you doing, man?
Very good. Very good.
Okay. Now, earlier I was asking about, you know, and if you just tuned in, today we're chatting with Callistus, who is currently living with sickle cell, as we are, you know, celebrating awareness that is for World Sickle Cell Day. And the question is, how has living with sickle cell shaped the way you approach life? And that could be with reference to your relationships, work, school, etc., etc. How have you navigated life with sickle cell?
Okay, yes, it has been quite difficult and challenging, especially when I was younger, because I would want to do everything that everyone else is doing, but obviously that can trigger and cause a crisis. So it has affected in terms of the decisions that I make, and even the career that I'm in, let's say now, for instance, because before I was in the corporate environment, and it was really stressful, and so it doesn't really accommodate you like having an attack. So I studied accounting, so I was working as an accountant before. So obviously it can be very stressful, and can come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So obviously, let's say now you have a deadline for tomorrow, etc. It becomes very stressful in order for you to do the work. So yes, it has affected like my career choice. I would now have gone into academia, which is a bit more flexible, and in that way, it limits what you can do, but it should not be an obstacle. If you really want to dream of something, if you really want to do something, then just go for it. But also in terms of friendships, relationships, yes, I have very good friends, and it's just about telling them, okay, this is what I live with. But most of my friends, I've had them now for more than 30 years. So
wow. Okay.
I'm just treated normally, just, just being with a select group of friends, knowing my limits, etc. That is the most important thing with sickle cell anemia, to make sure that you do not overdo certain things, because then it can trigger a crisis or an attack.
Exactly. Yes. Now, you did mention something that I really love about, you know, the world is friends.
Yes.
And that's, you know, the support that we have. Now, what kind of support, now, whether it's, you know, emotional, medical, or social, has made the biggest difference in your journey so far?
Okay. Let me go to the medical side, then I'll come back to the relationship side. So, medically, I thank God that I'm able to work mm-hmm. because a lot of people with sickle cell anemia or sickle cell disease cannot even work. Or some can, but it's very limited. So then that has also given me the opportunity to at least, you know, I'm able to support myself in terms of, you know, having medical aid, paying for this. Because if I did not have medical aid, I might not even be alive today yeah. because the treatment is very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously when I am sick, then my friends are very important to me. First of all, my family, because they're the first point of contact, the ones that always maybe rush me to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Yes, and they always understand my needs. And then obviously my friends as well, because when you are lying in a hospital bed, it can be very depressing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
having those two or three people that come and visit you, you know, you share some banter, some jokes, it really cheers you up. And it builds, it can aid in the healing process because now you have a smile on your face and you're not concentrating on the pain that you're in.
Yeah.
And also, I think my faith as well. Mm-hmm. yes. So I have a group of friends that will always tell me, look, I'm praying for you, etc. And just knowing that there are people in the background that are praying for you, that they always think about you, that is very important.
Exactly.
And yes.
I love that. That is fantastic. Now, before we dive into the last question, I would like to ask you, or bring you into the topic that we had today. Now, today we're talking about food, right?
Right.
And I don't know if this is a predominantly black thing, but what happens is that when someone is bringing you a plate of food, for some reason we look away yes. and pretend like we did not see them. And then by the time they get us, we're like, oh, hi, thank you. Yeah. And I wanted to ask, do you do this as well?
I'm not so sure if I look away, but yeah, sometimes you like pretend, no.
Yeah.
But really, you're craving it.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yes.
But diving into our final question for today, what message would you like to share, you know, with those living with sickle cell, and also those that do not fully understand the, you know, the condition? What message and what words that you feel they need to know is important that you would like to share?
All right, maybe to start with those that are living with sickle cell, that sickle cell affects people in different ways. So you cannot compare what you're going through with the other person, because some medicines that you're taking will not work for someone else. Mm-hmm. If someone else exercises, they can do it without getting any flare-ups, but then maybe you might not be able to do it. So it's a unique experience. Just like, I'm in the accounting world and I like personal finance, so they say mm-hmm. personal finance is personal to you,
yeah,
right? So the sickle cell is personal to you, so just find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that do not know about it, or yes, you encounter someone living with it, maybe you can just ask them about it so that you can learn and educate yourself, and don't have a fear of them.
Yeah,
yes. Because I'm sure they'll be able to share their knowledge with you and just educate you about it, because knowledge is power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that knowledge, then you'll be able to deal with the person appropriately.
Exactly. And with that said, thank you so much, Callistus, for joining me in studio. It was a pleasure and an honor. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you, Arthur.
a great weekend. I mean, it's Thursday, meaning Friday is now, and then enjoyment into the weekend. So
thank
yourself
thank
a wonderful
you for
day.
Having me.
Awesome.